time to talk Indians baseball with Curtis Danberg of the Tribe. It's brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Curtis, good morning. It has been a while since we've chatted. How are you today?
It has been a while. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, it's great. Come getting ready for another the second half of the season. This is kind of the all-star break. We got to see Jose Ramirez, Terry Francona involved in that. Also Shane Bieber just there getting the honors as well. But excited for the second half?
Very excited. This is when Tito's teams are always turning on, and we see the end in sight and make that stretch run. And so we're eager to get things rolling. And we got that 9-game losing streak behind us. We finished the first half off with a 3-game winning streak. So we're looking to take that momentum into the second half.
Yeah, we're eight back of those White Sox. As you say, the second half seems to be the time when the Terry Francona teams really kind of step up. But we got to kind of start lining up our pitchers. It's still a ways that we kind of get back. You know, we've still got a lot of these young guys still getting on the mound as we're waiting to get some folks healed. What's the status on any of those? You got any kind of a report for any of our folks who have been out of the ball game for a while?
Well, it was good to get Zach Plesac back, and he went out to Goodyear during the All-Star break to get another start in to build up his innings. Shane Bieber's working off the mound, so that's a good sign. Aaron Civale's a little bit further behind Shane, but we're hoping to get him back. But if we would have talked to the spring training, you said you'd lose your entire pitching rotation. You lose Franmil Reyes, Eddie Rosario, both their catchers, Josh Naylor, and you said that we'd be 3 games over 500 and still in contention for a playoff spot. We said we'll sign up for that. So we're hoping to get these guys back and make that run.
Right. Again, Roberto Perez, I guess, is scheduled to get back sooner than later.
He's back.
Right.
No, he's back. He came right back before the end of the break. So good to have him back. You know, Austin Hedges is back. So we got both catchers back in play. We got Franmil back. Unfortunately, Josh is. We probably won't see him this year with his gruesome injury, but he's on the mend and successful surgery, and looking forward to having him back down the line.
Right. When we come back on Friday, which I guess is tomorrow, this week is kind of getting away from me here. We have the games in Oakland and in Houston, so a little bit of a West Coast mid-U.S. Tour before we come back home for some games against the Rays. What's excited for getting back the fans, getting back into the stands, and kind of getting into this summer of fun at the ballpark?
We'll return back next Thursday. We've got Tampa Bay coming to town, and it's Christmas in July, Progressive Field, so Great Lakes Brewing Company is going to roll out their Christmas ale at the ballpark. So that's going to be fun for Thursday night. Friday, of course, the fireworks, your Sugar Dad Dolly Dogs, and the pregame in the district, $2 beers pregame. Saturday is a Franmil Reyes jersey giveaway, fireworks again, and then, of course, Kids Fun Day on Sunday. So looking forward to bringing the fans back, and it's nice to be full go again. We had great attendance the past 2 weekends, so looking forward to next weekend as well.
Does Slider have a Santa hat? How big is this thing? I would assume.
Oh, of course he does. Are you kidding me? He's got a full Santa outfit.
Oh, I'm really?
Sure he'll be ready to roll. I have no doubt.
Oh, boy. But that weather, the warm weather we've been having, and, of course, if we can get through the rain, we're good. We're pushing a lot of games with these doubleheaders. How do you like those things? This is kind of new for us, but the Indians are becoming an expert at a 7-game doubleheader, huh?
It was a rough first half, so I want to have that in a rear-view mirror and not have to deal with weather the second half of the season. We've worked it all the way out. But when you make that decision, having 2 7-inning doubleheaders makes it a little bit easier to make that decision, especially from a player standpoint. Obviously, I certainly get the fans' frustration, but we're going to think positive that we don't have weather issues moving forward.
I know one of the other duties that you, Curtis Danberg, have with the Indians is related to community impact. Talk to me some
yes.
of those programs that are going on right now.
Well, we did two things this year and a new strategy. First, we created a program called Playball CLE, where we expanded the number of kids that we can impact in the inner city playing baseball. So that was step one. Step two was the RBI program, which MLB does, and they do their annual tournament. We took that over completely, partnered with the Cleveland Metropolitan School District as the league play. So we're taking kids this weekend. We'll be competing in both baseball and softball to Indianapolis to compete against all other MLB cities in the RBI tournament. So excited to see how the kids do, and we had them at the ballpark last weekend, and they're pretty excited. Cool story. Two of the kids, the shortstop and third baseman, are cousins of Franmil Reyes. They go to CMSD school, and they were at the ballpark in the suite the night Franmil hit the walk-off, and they were elated.
Oh, that's kind of, that is really cool to see that and getting the kids getting out there and enjoying that. You know, I know a lot of the different Indians players have different charities or involvement like that. How do those sometimes work? What players determine what they want to do, or how do you come up with those names and things like that?
We have a person in our communications department named Megan Ganser, and she sits down with every player and finds out what their passions are, and she works with that player to identify areas that they focuses they want to have. So the players handpick what they want to do and charities they want to do, and we help support them and guide them in that process.
That's kind of neat. Always good to see the way the players and the team kind of work in the community as well, as outside the lines. And
it's what it's all about.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Curtis, we appreciate your time this morning. We look forward to a great second half with our Cleveland Indians, and thanks for pinch hitting for Rosie today. We appreciate your time.
Happy to do it. Look forward to talking soon in the future.
Thanks very much. Curtis Danberg joining us from the Cleveland Indians. Here is our Indians Tribe Talk, brought to you by your North Vigil Convenience in Oco at Center Ridge and Barton Roads.